This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:08, 8 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 61 degrees in Chapel Hill, really starting to warm up now. Look for a high today in the middle 80s. Nice day. Partly sunny. Just a 20% chance of a shower or maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon, but just a slight chance. Tonight, partly cloudy with the lows in the low 60s and still slight chance of rain. Tomorrow, more clouds. 60% chance of showers on Saturday morning and then showers and thundershowers possible in the afternoon to the tune of about 60%. High tomorrow about 80. Low Saturday night in the upper 50s. And then on Sunday, partly sunny with a high only in the low 70s. So the temperatures will go down a bit by the end of the weekend. The Orange County Health Department is reporting that people attending two Hillsborough Youth Athletic Association baseball games last week may have been exposed to the measles. One game was on Friday at 6 p.m. That's last Friday at the Cedar Grove Park, field number 2 in Cedar Grove. The other game was at the Exchange Club Park in Hillsborough on Saturday at 4:30 in the afternoon. A person in attendance of those games developed symptoms of measles on Sunday. This would mean that he or she may have been contagious while at the games on Friday and Saturday. Judy Butler is with the Orange County Health Department. She says it can be called the case of the measles now, and she says it's still too early in the illness, however, to confirm the case through blood tests. That brings the total number of known cases in Orange County to 9 this year and 23 total here in North Carolina.
The majority of the population would be protected by either having had disease or having vaccine. Plus, this was an outdoor short-term setting, so it would still be a low-risk exposure, but we felt like we needed to let people know.
Measles is a viral illness. It's spread through respiratory droplets. Symptoms include fever, cough, runny nose, red eyes, and a rash that begins on the head and moves down. Measles can be prevented by the combination MMR vaccine. MMR stands for measles, mumps, and rubella. Butler says this person had been fully vaccinated and had no reason not to be in public. She says this was a very rare case given the context.
According to CDC documentation, 2 doses of vaccine given at the appropriate ages, which this was, are greater than 99% effective.
If you attended the games last Friday or Saturday, the health department is warning to be alert for symptoms that could occur anytime between now and May 25th, about a 2-week period. If you develop symptoms, Butler says stay home and call your medical provider to get tested. Before this outbreak, 2011 was the last time a measles case was reported in North Carolina, and then it was just one person.
I haven't dealt with measles since 1988 to any degree. So, yeah, this is an unusual year for us.
Butler says this outbreak can be traced back to a case coming out of Stokes County in the western part of the state. She says all the known cases in North Carolina are linked.
There was someone who traveled to another country where they have measles. That person came back and became ill with measles.
WCHL will keep you updated on any new reports of measles here in Orange County. County commissioners say they're ready to fund a science wing at Colbert Middle School, but that means other big-ticket projects for Orange County might face some delays. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
County commissioners last night reprioritized the 5-year capital spending plan in order to kickstart construction on a nearly $5 million science wing for Culbreth Middle School.
In terms of just being the right thing to do, these labs have been needed for a long, long time.
That's Commissioner Alice Gordon speaking at last night's budget work session. No formal vote was taken, but board members signaled they're prepared to spend $600,000 in the next fiscal year and approximately $4.3 million over the next 3 years to build the 6-classroom expansion. Todd LaFries, assistant superintendent for Chapel Hill Carborough Schools, told the board that the extra space will delay the need to build a new middle school by at least 2 years.
The addition would result in the increase in the school capacity of 104 students, which, based on the current SAPFO projections, that would push the need back 2 years at this point in time.
But in order to stay under the county's debt limit, construction funds for the Southern Branch Library will also be delayed. Though commissioners agreed to spend $600,000 next year on land acquisition, the $7 million needed to build the library will not be available till 2017. The push to build a science wing for the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools District met with a pushback from Board Chair Barry Jacobs, who argued that the plan did not take into account the needs of the Orange County school system.
We used to talk about equity. We don't even talk about it anymore. It's not even on the radar. And one part of equity is treating both school systems with some degree of fairness. And so y'all are ready to jump and spend all this money without even worrying about what the impact might be on the Orange County system.
He sought assurances from board members that they would support allocating $3.3 million to build an auxiliary gym at Cedar Ridge High School in 2 years' time. And while both school projects could conceivably fit into the budget for the next 5 years, Finance Director Clarence Greer warned the board that 6 years out, the county would exceed its debt capacity.
We can handle it in the short term, but as we add projects in the long term, it affects our debt capacity and will become an issue.
Jacob suggested the answer to the funding puzzle may lie with voters.
If we're going with debt capacity as our guiding principle, we're done. We are done, unless we do a bond. Unless we ask the voters, are you willing to tax yourselves for other needs? Do you want to tax yourselves for a jail? Do you want to tax yourselves for park development, for affordable housing? Or are we just going to say, we're done for a while? No jail, no nothing. Done.
The board will finalize the capital investment plan at a future work session. The manager's recommended budget will be presented on May 21st. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A dairy company is voluntarily recalling ice cream produced in Winston-Salem and distributed to 10 states, including North Carolina, that don't identify possible allergens because the product is packed in the wrong containers. Dairy Fresh said yesterday it's recalling some IGA brand vanilla and chocolate in a 1.75-quart package because it's really heavenly hash ice cream that may contain almonds, coconut, and soy. The containers have plant code of 3783 and a sell-by date 81313. The company also is recalling containers with sell-by dates between 6813 and 82713. The recalled ice cream was sold here in North Carolina, also in Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. Dairy Fresh officials say they're aware of one consumer who had an allergic reaction after eating the ice cream. WCHL News Time, 8:15, 15 minutes after 8 o'clock. And time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fill up your tank, get your morning coffee, cappuccino, or hot chocolate, and a freshly baked biscuit or pastry only at Cruisers to go. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic moving smoothly for the most part out there right now. 15501 southbound. Just past NC 54, we're seeing a little bit of a delay. That's between NC 54 and Manning Drive. Also, 15501 northbound, approaching the NC 86 area, right in that intersection of 15501, 54, 86, all of that. Seeing some slowdowns there as well as you come north past Southern Village and all those areas there. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. I-40 not reporting any delays right now. No accidents out on the roadways. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, though, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. We ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks, Rand.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun, too. Go online to find out more. GlassHalfFullCarborough.com. It is 62 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. We're just going to ignore that. It's going to be a great day. A lot of sunshine. High today in the middle 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and then becoming mostly cloudy, but not until probably after midnight. Overnight low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 60% chance of showers even in the morning, and then showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon, or at least possible. High tomorrow, about 80. Tomorrow night, we'll get down to the upper 50s with a 60% chance of rain, and then on Sunday, partly sunny, slight chance of showers, and the high in the low 70s. So, to tell you the truth, it looks like a good weekend coming up, especially today.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
Time for news around town this morning. Prior to this weekend's NCAA tournament, UNC senior Kara Cannizzaro, juniors Abby Friend and Sloane Serpe earned first-team All-South honors. Junior Brittany Coppa and freshman Allie Messinger were tabbed second-team members. We're talking about UNC athletics here. Tar Heels, the number 3 seed in this year's tournament. Sunday will host the winner of today's first-round game between Loyola Maryland and High Point. And in basketball, those are women's lacrosse players, by the way. UNC women's basketball players have been invited to the U-19 trials. UNC's rising sophomore Zylena McDaniel and signee Stephanie Mavunga make up two of the 34 women's basketball players who accepted invitations to try out for the 2013 USA Basketball U19 World Championship team. The selection process for the 12-member team will take place May 16th through 19th in Colorado Springs. McDaniel is this year's ACC Rookie of the Year. Mavunga is this year's number 15 recruit, according to ESPN. Coming to Carolina. Good news for Sylvia Hatchell and her club. And WCHL Championship Sports Now. Brought to you by the Happy Tooth. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Very important baseball games coming up this weekend for Carolina. Number one ranked UNC baseball team could come within one single win of locking up the Coastal Division title with a sweep of Georgia Tech. Game one of the series begins tonight in Atlanta. Tar Heels have a four-game lead on the Virginia Cavaliers. They will face them in the final series of the regular season next weekend in Chapel Hill. Of the final seven conference games, four wins will guarantee an outright division crown for Carolina. However, Carolina coach Mike Fox said on his weekly radio show that despite the Yellow Jackets sitting at 12-12 in league play, the Tar Heels just can't get caught looking ahead.
We've historically not been as successful in Atlanta as we would like to be, and we're going to go in there facing a team that I think's, you know, fighting for their lives.
Junior Kent Emanuel will be on the mound tonight in search of his 10th victory. First pitch between Carolina and Georgia Tech, scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have it for you. The series continues on Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 1. All three games of the series will be heard live on WCHL and streaming online at chapelbrew.com. Colin Moran has grown from the top freshman in the country to one of the nation's most dangerous hitters and a top draft prospect for number one Carolina. The junior has a chance to become the fourth player in NCAA history to lead the nation in runs scored and RBIs. He entered the week first in RBIs and tied for the lead in runs scored while ranking among the leaders in most major hitting categories. Colin Moran has helped give Carolina the nation's top scoring offense and kept them on course to return to the College World Series in Omaha for the sixth time in 8 seasons. It's also solidified Moran's standing as one of the top talents in next month's draft. Moran says he's just felt comfortable and he's gotten into a groove. Gee, you think? UNC Athletics announced on Thursday that its baseball team will add a contest against Florida State next Monday to make up for the canceled game against North Carolina State last week. The addition to the game extends a time frame in which Carolina can secure the Coastal Division title outright. North Carolina and South Carolina football programs will meet up in a battle on the border in 2015 at Bank of America Stadium. The Charlotte Sports Foundation made that announcement yesterday. Bank of America Stadium is the home of the Carolina Panthers, as well as the ACC Championship game and the Belt Bowl. The game time and ticket information, as well as broadcasting network, to be announced at a later date. That's for the 2015 season. But don't forget that North Carolina and South Carolina will play as the opener for this coming football season down at Columbia. Number 11 UNC women's golf team fired a 2-over par 290 yesterday in the first round of the NCAA East Regional. It is tied for sixth place. Junior Jackie Chang led the way for the Tar Heels. She hit a 4-under 68 on Thursday. Casey Grice just two shots back at 2-under 70. The North Carolina softball team advanced to the semifinals of the 2013 ACC softball tournament with a 6-2 victory against Georgia Tech last night at Florida State's Joanne Graff Field. Lori Spingola pitched a complete game for the win, striking out 6 while giving up 5 hits and 3 walks. Carolina now 39-18 in the season. Spingola is 29-12. UNC will now face number 1 seed and tournament host Florida State in the semifinals this afternoon at 3:30. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Kudos to Bubba Cunningham for making a big-time scheduling move. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Big time is a hyphenated adjective used a lot around college athletics. Roy Williams will tell you when he thinks he has a big-time team or it's played a big-time game. Unfortunately, big-time Butch Davis made a mockery of the phrase when his football program wound up in big-time trouble with the NCAA. Some believe that Davis's firing aborted any serious attempt at truly being big-time in football here. But then Bubba Cunningham was hired as athletic director, and he tabbed Larry Fedora as his football coach. For two guys who barely stand 6 feet tall, they have big-time written all over them, and the ACC is taking notice, UNC going 8-4 out of the blocks with the team on probation. Cunningham is an analytical, thoughtful leader faced with many of the same problems confronting college athletics today. Money is at the top of that list, and it would have kept most ADs from giving up a home game to play South Carolina in Charlotte to open the 2015 season. But that's exactly what Bubba didn't do. The game on September 5th in Bank of America Stadium needs a sellout to ensure both schools the same revenue from the home game in Keenan and Williams-Brice Stadium. And pairing the two Carolinas together in a border war game similar to Georgia-Florida, it will be a sellout. This grudge match has lived on since South Carolina was a member of the ACC before bolting in 1971. With the money accounted for, Cunningham will hear some complaints from a few UNC fans who love their home games in Chapel Hill and don't want to fight the big city crowd in Charlotte. Those pale compared to the upside of an event that will ultimately wind up on ESPN or CBS and provide the kind of profile the Tar Heels need right now even more than Steve Spurrier's Gamecocks. This more from a second game of a series that began here in 2007, and the return date was moved ahead to either 2014 or 15. The Tar Heels now don't have to go to Columbia, where it's extremely hard to win, and they will have half the Panther Stadium festooned in light blue. And it's still two seasons away, which means by then Fedora's program should be competitive with any in the country. No matter who wins this rematch, it's a win-win-win for both schools in Charlotte and has a real chance of becoming an annual big-time border war. This is our chance for you. See ya.
You know, going to the dentist doesn't have to be unpleasant. Here's Dr. Larry Murray from The Happy Tooth.
A lot of people don't enjoy going to the dentist. A lot of people are very anxious. If we can make the experience a little bit more fun and relaxing, that'll make it a better experience for the patient and dispel some of their anxieties. So our philosophy is have a good time, bond with your patients, and make your patients feel they're part of the family, and they'll look forward to coming back.
The Happy Tooth. Google Happy Tooth Chapel Hill to find out more.
Hi, this is Don Rice, owner of Molly Made of Chapel Hill, with five simple reasons our customers do business with us. Number one, we clean your home the way you want it cleaned. Second, you're not bound by a contract. Third, we are true professionals. Fourth, we work as hard as you do. And number five, people notice. They really notice. Find out for yourself why hundreds of area families trust Molly Made. Visit MollyMade.com to book a free in-home customized cleaning estimate. MollyMade.com.
Ask her what she wants for Mother's Day. You know what she'll say? Oh, nothing. I'm fine. Don't get me anything this year. That's just the way they are. Because it's never about her, and that's exactly what makes her a great mom, isn't it? Well, listen, surprise her this year. Show her how much she means to the family with a gift from Diamonds Direct. For this Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has put together a fantastic selection of affordable, home-run gifts for mom. Classics like pearls, eternity bands, three-stone rings, diamond hoop earrings, or new modern stylish jewelry from famous designers like Tacori, or maybe some of those really popular stackable rings. Ooh, or how about some colored gemstone pieces, like a ring or pendant that features birthstones of the children, or a pendant with the kids' initials engraved. So many options, so many gifts that are just perfect for this occasion. Diamonds Direct, helping you honor the mother in your life with something she'll love today and treasure for years to come. On Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Good morning, it is 8:26, 26 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. The Carolina Moonlight Gala is the annual fundraising soiree for the North Carolina Botanical Garden. It's presented by the Botanical Garden Foundation. We'll talk about that coming up in just a few minutes on WCHL. Also, SunTrust Broadway at DPAC presents Sister Act. It's sure to make a great Mother's Day gift with tickets starting at just $35. Direct from Broadway, it's a feel-amazing musical comedy smash of the season playing at Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, for eight great shows starting May 14th through, and it goes through May 19th. Make sure you get your tickets today, or you can win them right here. Enter at WCHL's Facebook page until Sunday at midnight for a pair of tickets to see Tuesday night show, Sister Act, at DPAC. And enjoy an evening of laughter and reflection with Carol Burnett coming to DPAC for one show only this Mother's Day, Sunday night at 7 o'clock, backed by popular demand comedic legend Carol Burnett. We'll host an evening with off-the-cuff conversation with the audience, a format that grew out of the question-and-answer sessions that she shared with her studio audience on each episode at the end of the Carol Burnett Show. And we have one final pair of tickets to give away to see Carol Burnett next half hour on WCHL, so don't call now, but I'll give you the word sometime in the next 30 minutes for your opportunity to call in and win.
Gaines Steer here, owner and chief character at The Last Unicorn, unique architectural antiques for home and garden. You know, wrought iron gates and such, stained glass and other pretties. During the weekends in May, we are staging our 24th annual May Show and Tell sale. 7 days in May with a 24.9% discount. Our 5-acre outdoor showroom is brimming with unique home and garden ideas. Find us on the web at thelastunicorn.com. Y'all come. Till then, Gaines.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Pulmonology. Gastro what? I can't say that.
These are big words for kids to say, even bigger for them to handle. That's why we salute the real-life superheroes that make North Carolina Children's Hospital the super hospital it is. Ranked in 10 of 10 clinical categories by U.S. News and World Report, and highest in the state in pulmonology, gastroenterology, and cancer. North Carolina Children's Hospital is really proud of its number one ranking with those that matter most.
Like me. Like me.
2 years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
Today is your last chance to get a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It's half off, $15 for any meal, available until midnight for $7.50. Mouth-watering meals await you at Dickie's Barbecue Pit, a recent winner of Best Barbecue of the Triangle. And with today's deal, there's an even tastier way to dig into Dickie's family recipes. It's half off from Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 8:30 at WCHL. At the bottom of the hour, we always take a look at your Chapel Hill Carboro weather. This forecast brought to you by Carboro Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carboro, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carboro Family Medicine. You can find them on the web at CarboroFamilyMedicine.net. It is really starting out to be a nice day. 65 degrees already in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High today, about 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with more clouds moving in after midnight. Just a slight chance of thunderstorms late and overnight low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. 60% chance of showers before lunchtime and then a chance of showers and thundershowers later in the day. High tomorrow, about 80. Not quite as warm as today. Then tomorrow night, we're looking at cloudy skies. 60% chance of rain. Sunday, back to sunshine.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
All right, the death penalty could await Ariel Castro, accused of kidnapping and sexually assaulting women for years in Cleveland. Correspondent Steve Futterman.
The possibility of these murder charges stems from allegations that Ariel Castro beat and starved one of his alleged victims, Michelle Knight, when she was pregnant. The beatings and starvation reportedly led to miscarriages. The county prosecutor says the grand jury could indict Castro on charges of aggravated murder.
If this charge is brought, and if it results in a conviction and a death sentence, then this could be a case that could make it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which just a few years ago restricted the scope of capital cases, and which may want to look again at whether it could be applied in a forced miscarriage case.
Senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Reporter Greg Saber says as the investigation moves forward,
Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine has ordered the state crime lab to test the DNA of Ariel Castro to determine if Castro is involved in other crimes and if he is the father of Amanda Berry's child.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning, it is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock here at WCHL. Warming up, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny today. Just a slight chance of rain, high today in the middle 80s, really nice warm weather. Rain coming for the weekend. North Carolina High School Athletic Association has made a major change in rules concerning high school students who transfer. The new rule states that if a student transfers to another school without a legitimate address change, that student will be ineligible to play in any athletic competition for 1 year. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
I think it's a good rule of thumb that would maybe cut out some of the gossip that's out there about kids going to different schools to play a specific sport or kids going to a specific county to participate in a specific sport.
That's Scarlett Steiner. She's the coordinator of Healthful Living and Athletics for the Chapel Hill Carbo City School System. Davis Whitfield, the NCHSAA commissioner, says the board will strictly enforce the rule. He says in most, if not all, cases, the board will make student transfers from outside the LEA or the local education agency sit out one full year if they can't prove a valid change of address.
I don't think that we have implemented a policy to have a lot of exceptions for the policy.
The two school systems within Orange County make up an LEA. He says the school systems will have the power to override the NCHSAA's rules for transfers within their own jurisdiction. Whitfield says the need for a stricter policy became apparent when the Athletic Association saw a lot of questionable transferring happening across the state recently.
Our schools recognize that there is quite a bit of movement, not only within an LEA, but across LEAs as it relates to certain aspects. And let's remember, athletics is a privilege and not a right. Certainly have a right to an education as every child's right and every parent's right to have for their child. But we also have to make sure that we have the appropriate checks and measures and balances as it relates to the athletic participation piece.
Steinert says transfers for athletic reasons are not allowed in the Chapel Hill Carbo City School System. However, a student may transfer for another reason and still play a sport. In 2010 to 2011, 101 high school students transferred within the Chapel Hill Carbo City School System, according to the registrar's office. The database is not able to distinguish whether or not those students played sports or distinguish details regarding possible changes of address. In 2011 to 2012, 167 high school students transferred, and then in 2012 to 2013, so far, 122 students have transferred. In this current school year so far, 367 high school students have transferred from outside the system. Steinert says the Chapel Hill Carbo City School System's high school athletic directors and principals are starting the process of compiling a list of recommendations to the current system's transfer policy.
We'll go to the board and be tweaking that policy this summer as to what those rules and regulations are going to look like for the Chapel Hill Carbo City Schools. But this is really going to get us to look at what is and is not a good reason for kids to transfer.
For more information about the new NCHSAA transfer rule, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 8:36, 24 minutes until 9 o'clock. Orange County commissioners say they're ready to fund a science wing at Culbreth Middle School, but that means other big-ticket projects might face delays. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
County commissioners last night reprioritized the five-year capital spending plan in order to kickstart construction on a nearly $5 million science wing for Culbreth Middle School.
In terms of just being the right thing to do, these labs have been needed for a long, long time.
That's Commissioner Alice Gordon speaking at last night's budget work session. No formal vote was taken, but board members signaled they're prepared to spend $600,000 in the next fiscal year and approximately $4.3 million over the next 3 years to build a sixth classroom expansion. Todd LaFreeze, assistant superintendent for Chapel Hill Carbo Schools, told the board that the extra space will delay the need to build a new middle school by at least 2 years.
The addition would result in the increase in the school capacity of 104 students, which based on the current SAPFO projections, that would push the need back 2 years at this point in time.
But in order to stay under the county's debt limit, construction funds for the Southern Branch Library will also be delayed. Though commissioners agreed to spend $600,000 next year on land acquisition, the $7 million needed to build the library will not be available till 2017. The push to build a science wing for the Chapel Hill Carbo City Schools District met with a pushback from Board Chair Barry Jacobs, who argued that the plan did not take into account the needs of the Orange County school system.
We used to talk about equity. We don't even talk about it anymore. It's not even on the radar. And one part of equity is treating both school systems with some degree of fairness. And so you all are ready to jump and spend all this money without even worrying about what the impact might be on the Orange County system.
He sought assurances from board members that they would support allocating $3.3 million to build an auxiliary gym at Cedar Ridge High School in 2 years' time. And while both school projects could conceivably fit into the budget for the next 5 years, Finance Director Clarence Greer warned the board that 6 years out, the county would exceed its debt capacity.
We can handle it in the short term, but as we add projects in the long term, it affects our debt capacity and will become an issue.
Jacob suggested the answer to the funding puzzle may lie with voters.
If we're going with debt capacity as our guiding principle, we're done. We are done, unless we do a bond. Unless we ask the voters, are you willing to tax yourselves for other needs? Do you want to tax yourselves for a jail? Do you want to tax yourselves for park development, for affordable housing? Or are we just going to say, we're done for a while? No jail, no nothing. Done.
The board will finalize the capital investment plan at a future work session. The manager's recommended budget will be presented on May 21st. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:39 at WCHL, 21 minutes until 9 o'clock. This is Ron Stutz, and an old friend is in the studio this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Greer is here.
Good morning, Ron.
And it rhymes. Alan Greer is here.
How you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Always great to see you.
Good to see you.
And I'm here today because of the North Carolina Botanical Garden and the Carolina Moonlight Gala.
Yeah, you wear lots of hats around here.
I am.
Tell me about the Carolina Moonlight Gala.
Well, it happens next Saturday, the 18th, from 7 to 11 at the North Carolina Botanical Gardens. We call it a sustainable garden party. And last year was our first, and this is the second annual. And it's very important because it does support the garden, all of its programs, educational programs, the gardens themselves. And I don't know whether you've been out there lately, but it is a terrific place. Of course, it's free to get in, and you see all of the wonderful collections of plants. The new educational center is a lesson in sustainability. Lots of opportunities for volunteers there. It's just terrific. But this garden party is already started because we have an online auction that has already been opened for bidding. And you can get all that information either at our website, ncbg.unc.edu, or you can go to, you know, as we're proud to be partners with you all. And so Chapelboro has a link to our affair as well.
Fantastic. I know this is the second annual Carolina Moonlight Gala, and knowing you and some other people who are involved, I'm sure that this year it's even bigger and better than last year.
We have a terrific group of volunteers who have been working for an entire year, just leading up to next Saturday night, the 18th. And so we're hoping lots of folks are going to go to our website, click on buying tickets, and also preview the live auction. Gary Phillips is going to do some auctioneering that night.
Oh, great.
Just after we close our silent auction, which, as I said, is open now. And there are some really compelling things on that silent auction and on the live auction, of course, which is going to be great fun. But even people who aren't going to be coming to the event next Saturday, the 18th, can sign up for the silent auction and bid and continue bidding up until 9 o'clock next Saturday night when we have the finale of that and start the live auction with Gary. So, you know, go to the website, either Google North Carolina Botanical Garden and you'll get there, or chapelboro.com, and I know we're in the lifestyle section there.
Yeah,
and
we have
then
a link
you'll
to it.
Have a link to all of the opportunities, the ticket sales, learn more about the garden itself. Of course, that's the reason that we do this, to help the garden grow and develop programs for, I mean, the entire community, children, families, university students, adults, you know, adult learners, and, of course, volunteers.
And North Carolina Botanical Garden is quite a resource. All of this special activity, the special gala, is presented by the Botanical Garden Foundation. And what it's all about is advancing a sustainable relationship between people and nature. This takes place a week from tomorrow.
That's correct.
But you can go online to find out more, and you can actually bid on some items right now for for the auction. There'll be delicious food and drink.
Yep.
And Gary Phillips with
Gary
a live
Phillips
auction.
With his auction starting that evening.
Oh, Gary Phillips is worth the price of admission himself.
Absolutely.
Just to see what kind of hat he's going to be wearing. Yeah. Also, the online auction we talked about. Music and dancing also.
Absolutely. We start with a wonderful classical duo, Billy Stewart duo, and then continue through the whole evening with really terrific dance music with Bill Balcom's Swingin' Chads.
Fantastic.
So I know folks are looking forward to that. So we hope we'll have lots of past supporters of the Garden and new friends join us next Saturday night for the Carolina Moonlight Gala. But if you can't make it, go sign up for the online auction, and you can possibly come up with something really fun and a great deal as well.
Well, Alan Greer, thank you so much for coming in. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope everybody will come out, and it's a great cause, certainly. But
thank you very much.
Thank you for being so involved in our community.
Go to chapelboro.com, and you can get a link to the entire event.
All right. Second Annual Carolina Moonlight Gala. That's what we're talking about. North Carolina Botanical Garden Foundation is presenting it, and it's going to be a lot of fun and certainly a great cause. 8:43 at WCHL, 17 minutes until 9 o'clock. Maria Palmer, one of the people who's been arrested in Raleigh protesting at the state legislature, she has today's commentary. She tells you why she was there to protest. That is on the way next on WCHL.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for the first Fridays on the Front Porch of the season on April 26th, starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit carolinainn.com.
This is David Huntoon of Coleman Huntoon & Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. You've heard the phrase, taxes and death are certain, but not so certain is how your estate will be handled after your passing. Let us help you set up a properly structured and strategic estate plan that enables you to achieve your life goals and strengthen the financial security for your loved ones.
To find out more, talk to Coleman Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
You wouldn't start a home repair project without the right tools, and if you're starting your own business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business startup toolkit that includes a private mailbox, packing services, flyers, brochures, business cards, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business startup toolkit today at the UPS stores. We love small business, and we love logistics.
The UPS store is at Chapel Hill North on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn and in Meadowmont.
Ask her what she wants for Mother's Day. You know what she'll say? Oh, nothing. I'm fine. Don't get me anything this year. That's just the way they are. Because it's never about her, and that's exactly what makes her a great mom, isn't it? Well, listen, surprise her this year. Show her how much she means to the family with a gift from Diamonds Direct. For this Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has put together a fantastic selection of affordable, home-run gifts for mom. Classics like pearls, eternity bands, three stone rings, diamond hoop earrings, or new modern stylish jewelry from famous designers like Tacori. Or maybe some of those really popular stackable rings. Oh, or how about some colored gemstone pieces, like a ring or pendant that features birthstones of the children, or a pendant with the kids' initials engraved. So many options, so many gifts that are just perfect for this occasion. Diamonds Direct, helping you honor the mother in your life with something she'll love today and treasure for years to come. On Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Mayor. 8:46, 14 minutes until 9 o'clock. WCHL, good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Maria Palmer. I was one of 17 people arrested in the General Assembly last week. We stood singing, holding signs, and praying in defiance of Chief Weaver's orders to disperse. I had never been to jail before, and even until a few minutes before the Capitol Police took us away in handcuffs, I kept hoping for a miracle, that the Republican Senate leaders would come out and tell us that they had changed their minds and would not deny health insurance to 500,000 North Carolinians or pass the voter ID laws, that they would restore funds for for education. Well, the miracle didn't happen, but the gut-wrenching reaction and nausea I felt as I watched Reverend Gatewood being handcuffed quickly subsided, and in its place I felt peace and joy. I was going to jail, but I was accompanied by 16 people of faith, some of whom had marched with Dr. King and gone to jail under much more dangerous conditions 50 years ago. Seasoned warriors in the battle for justice. All I had to do was follow Reverend Barber's lead and keep praying. Why protest, some people have asked me. Why not wait until the next elections? I have lived in several so-called banana republics. I know what a government of the rich and powerful for the rich and powerful will do to our state. If the immoral voter ID laws get passed and all North Carolinians are unable to vote in the next elections, the result will be an illegitimate government that will continue to pull our state backwards for years to come. This last Monday, another 30 protesters were arrested. Famous historians and doctors and lawyers, grandmothers, students, and of course more preachers. I know more will come next Monday to stand for justice, so I am hopeful. Forward together, not one step back. This is Maria Palmer.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Kudos, Maria Palmer, 848 at WCHL, 12 minutes until 9 o'clock. Friday, ready for the weekend. I don't know about you, but I am ready for it. Enjoying an evening of laughter and reflection with Carol Burnett, coming to DPAC for one show only this Mother's Day, Sunday night, 7 o'clock, Carol Burnett. Backed by popular demand, comedic legend Carol Burnett will host an evening with off-the-cuff conversation with the audience, a format that grew out of the question-and-answer session she used to have with her studio audience at the end of each episode of the Carol Burnett Show. We have one final pair of tickets to give away right now to caller number 3. Caller number 3, 919-929-WCHL. Call right now, and you'll get a pair of tickets to see Carol Burnett at DPAC on Sunday night with your mom.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
My name is Stephen Lehrer. I'm the franchise owner for Home Instead Senior Care in Chapel Hill. Our job is to keep people independent, living life on their own terms as long as possible. Sometimes just doing a couple things here and there around the house. Sometimes it's more hands-on care, help with bathing assistance, stuff like that. Sometimes it's help with Alzheimer's care and giving families respite, kind of a break to get away for a little bit. And we do any number of things, but the goal is to keep people independent and living life on their own terms.
This seems like so much more than a job to you. It seems like a real passion for you.
I don't think you can do this as a job. I think this has to be a calling. I was lucky enough to watch my grandparents age in very different ways. My grandmother was someone who kept the whole world at arm's length. She never wanted anybody involved in her life. And when she needed someone, none of us knew how to help her. As a result of that, the last 4 or 5 years of her life, she had a stroke and had partial paralysis as a result of that. It was a miserable time where we were robbed as a family of the ability to really cherish and enjoy those moments with her because we were so busy running her from doctor's appointment and arguing over whether or not we thought this was best for her or what she would have wanted if she could have communicated it to us. And I remember when she passed away, my dad looked at me and he said, I'm ashamed to say that the one emotion I have right now is I'm just glad it's over. And he still struggles with that years down the road where he's just saying, I can't believe that was what I felt when it was finally over, was I was just glad it was done. On the other side, my mom's dad was someone who always maintained a strong community and had just a great network of when he lost his eyesight, he would have people who would drop by and take him to McDonald's for a biscuit in the morning and a group from church who would make sure he got over to volunteer at the senior center. And as a result of his independence and the pieces that he put in place around them, we had 5 or 6 years with him there at the very end of his life that were just, I wouldn't trade him for the world, just amazing times where we all just got to love on him and to enjoy the stories that he had to tell and the contributions that he had to make to us as a family. And so when I see those two options and with something like Home Instead, we have a very real opportunity to make a difference both in the individual lives of seniors but also in the community in general. It's way more than a job.
Stephen Lehrer, Home Instead Senior Care.
This has been the professional on WCHL, local service, daily insight.
Congratulations to my friend Christine Shooter, who called in and won those tickets to see Carol Burnett at DPAC this Sunday night. Great present for Mother's Day, Christine. And thank you to everybody who called in. I was not able to answer all the phone calls because I had to get some information for Christine, of course. And the phone's ringing like crazy. But that's our last pair of tickets to give away to see Carol Burnett coming up on Sunday night for Mother's Day at DPAC. It's going to be a great show, I'm sure. Coming up in just a few minutes, your opportunity to meet today's WCHL hometown hero. It's Steve Kaola from the UNC School of Pharmacy.
Ask her what she wants for Mother's Day. You know what she'll say? Oh, nothing. I'm fine. Don't get me anything this year. That's just the way they are. Because it's never about her, and that's exactly what makes her a great mom, isn't it? Well, listen, surprise her this year. Show her how much she means to the family with a gift from Diamonds Direct. For this Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has put together a fantastic selection of affordable, home-run gifts for mom. Classics like pearls, eternity bands, three stone rings, diamond hoop earrings, or new modern stylish jewelry from famous designers like Tacori, or maybe some of those really popular stackable rings. Ooh, or how about some colored gemstone pieces, like a ring or pendant that features birthstones of the children, or a pendant with the kids' initials engraved. So many options, so many gifts that are just perfect for this occasion. Diamonds Direct, helping you honor the mother in your life with something she'll love today and treasure for years to come on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Nationwide Insurance member.
Nationwide is on your side. I've been saying it for years, but why should you believe it? Well, Nationwide puts members first because they don't have shareholders. To join the nation, contact a local Nationwide agent today.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company of Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Paid endorsement. Not all Nationwide companies are mutual companies. Not all policyholders are members of a mutual company. Rights and benefits determined by policy language, company bylaws, and applicable law.
Moms deserve the best, and there's nothing better than celebrating over a special meal. That's why Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop in downtown Carrboro will be open for dinner this year on Mother's Day, this Sunday, the 12th of May. Come toast your mom and maybe your beaming graduate with flavorful contemporary American cooking and stylish wines from around the world. Glass Half Full reservations can be made by calling 919-967-9784. Your mom deserves the best. At Glass Half Full.
Good morning. It's 8:54, 6 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. One more opportunity for you to win something this morning. You remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond. What's the word? Short little word. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know what the word is, how to spell it, and what's the definition. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now to call me, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Stephen Kaola, Associate Professor in the Eshelman School of Pharmacy at UNC. Congratulations for winning the Ned Brooks Award. What was your immediate reaction?
Shock, actually. My wife and I were traveling, celebrating our 46th wedding anniversary. When I got the email, it was a big shock. Frankly, and the more I learned about the award and the more I learned about the public service activities of our student body, I was very humbled because of the phenomenal amount of contribution our student body makes and our faculty and our staff. I was very proud, but humbled and proud to be part of such a great group.
Also, you have been busy over the years promoting the involvement of others for more than four decades. Kaola has promoted public service through his program at UNC Hospitals and at the School of Pharmacy. After establishing the clinical pharmacy program at UNC Hospitals, he worked with Orange Chatham Comprehensive Health Service and improved the health care needs of the underserved.
Working with those groups of people, I just wanted to take students there too, and we even developed a course here in ambulatory care and had a requirement that students practice as part of that course to take what they learned in the classroom to the community, providing that direct patient care service in those centers. We just did a tremendous amount out of that pharmacy, all in collaboration with physicians and nurse practitioners there. And I wanted students to know that, to learn that and to see the appreciation patients receive and to get that kind of professional passion livened up inside of them.
Stephen Kaola has created quite a legacy over more than four decades. Congratulations on being in one spot for so long. That's pretty special. But you said something about lighting a fire inside these students. Obviously, your fire still gets lighted often or you wouldn't keep doing this.
That's true, although I'm in the last couple of months of phased retirement here at UNC right now, but I'm looking forward to some work through through some interfaith council work with Habitat and some other things that we have a caring and sharing center at our St. Thomas More Church here in town, which works with the community that is getting more and more on their feet. And I look forward to working more closely with them. And I love reading, so I'll be doing more of that. And I have a yard that's been neglected for 40 years. So I plan to pay a little more attention to that. You know, with my profession, I'll continue to teach in the fall to a graduate student course in our graduate program and residency program here. I have so much fun working with them, and their energy and their own passion is infectious. So we kind of keep each other going.
Stephen Keola lives in Chapel Hill. He's associate professor in the UNC School of Pharmacy, and he's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, it was fun to talk to Steve Keola. What a really nice guy. And also fun to talk to Scott Jared this morning, who just called in with a word of the day. He was our winner this morning, Elan, E-L-A-N, one of those French words that means vigorous spirit, Elan. And Scott will get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much. 8:57 at WCHL. 3 minutes until 9 o'clock. Good morning.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Basnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our community through a half century of changes. Their advice is gold. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base in 30 years of business. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence to bring a fresh perspective to every situation. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Today is your last chance to get a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It's half off, $15 for any meal, available until midnight for $7.50. Mouth-watering meals await you at Dickie's Barbecue Pit, a recent winner of Best Barbecue of the Triangle. And with today's deal, there's an even tastier way to dig into Dickie's family recipes. It's half off from Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather presented this morning by your friends at the Carolina Inn. Join them at Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features. With a special feature every day of the week, there's sure to be a night out that is perfect for you. Menus, specials, and hours at carolinainn.com. And don't forget about Fridays on the front porch. It is going to be really nice today. Partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. Our high all the way up to about 85. Right now it is 65 degrees in Chapel Hill. Tonight, partly cloudy and then more clouds after midnight. 20% chance of thunderstorms late. A slight chance of showers overnight, overnight low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, a cloudy day, 60% chance of rain. And the high tomorrow, about 80 degrees.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at